Menino.
Time come for everybody. It ain't something you can really prepare for.
Now this could take you back to Genesis, the evolution cycle or the stone age, or the turn of this millennium for maximum cologne age. On the front page of today's paper, what can we see? They're choosing how they want their kids to look and how to be. On the TV, they're turning all the visions 3D. I'm not remotely controlled, they won't colonialize me. Is this a theory for their next mass conspiracy? Take a look at Hitler's works and see it's all reality. Blue eyes and blonde hair, really quite alarming. To raise a killer army through genetical farming. Now other countries, they're quick to put their soldiers on drugs so that they'll fight for queen and country, their colonialized mugs. And now subliminally, all I've seen them ever do for us is just colonialize the poor through selling bones and being fucked with us slugs. It bugs, it does. That's all because they might colonialize you, they won't colonialize us. They wanna take away the workers, replace them with machines, and make more computers replace the human beings. A lockdown situation on this whole entire nation. Take an investigation on how to cut your population. To scare you from sex, make you wear the latex, and then promote those gay chat lines on that sodomite flex. So what's next? Because out of proportion is blown, and as the world is in danger, they can't clone the ozone.
All of these things are happening simultaneously right now, right before us.
They wasn't ready for the new millennium. This year too grand, where they said bloodshed and fear shall be the reign over the land. No mercy for the young, old, the woman or man. And will Lucifer fit his final part of the plan? The Armageddon, time for you to choose where you stand. Stand with the gods or with the iniquity ones. The evilest man stands with the devilest gang. They'll fear when they buck upon skinny man and mud fam overstand. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now should I fear any evil? No, I fear no man. Cause I know, say that I'm part of God's plan, who created every little living thing within the land. And the muddy fam will keep it real while you're guessing. You're opening the minds for the blessing. And so kids are opening their minds. The truth seems to be scaring them. A war's going on outside, and who's preparing them? National emergency, Shaitan will soon declare on them. Battle of the gods to fight against the Luciferian. Best be wary of them, for the sake of you and yours. They're using silent weapons and they're winning silent wars. Who wears the mark of the beast? To show they're caught up in the flaws through legislations of the land, the constitutional law. Of course, they've got their peace treaties to pause all the wars. But when it all goes overboard, who'll be washed up on the shores? You'd have to realize your cause and fight for what's right, and unite to fight the powers then with all of our might. Because the wickedness increases every day and every night. There ain't no rest for the wicked, all the good will sleep tight. Because their consciousness is at peace, their soul can surely rest. They don't take for granted in how many ways that they've been blessed. If everybody tried their best to save the world as a quest, then would I stress to manifest about this man-made mess?
I need you all to be clear on exactly what I'm saying. For your attention to span to understand that I ain't playing.
And in the meanwhile, God has promised that as we claim his promises, he will sustain us even in the darkest hours of history and give us a way out. I'd like to read something that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. Says this, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees came up, testing Jesus, and asked him to show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and he said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times.